Until Rafe. Let me send him a message privately right now.
All right, thank you. Okay, Simon Tzadi tests Dini Muktzah BeYomtiv. We're up to Siv Gimel. So Shulchan Kisser says Eitzim loy hutru betiltel elo tzarech hasaka. Wood, you're not allowed to carry unless you're doing it for unless you're doing it for
Not only, I think
to
it's true.
burn. Right, unless you're doing it to burn. Aval shaloi l'tzarech hasaka, but not for burning. Asurim betiltel, you're not allowed to carry the wood. L'chein ein samchin lo yas kedera v'lo yas adelas bebakas. You're not allowed to lean a pot, and a door on a piece of wood. Right, on a block of wood. Fine, dalit. Efer kira shehusak, ashes of a stove. Shehusak meir of Yomtiv, that was heated up in air of Yomtiv, mutal tatal of Yomtiv, it's allowed to be moved on Yomtiv. Mipnei shehu muchan l'chol tzarchei adam, because it's muchan for all tzarchei adam. L'chasis by tzaya, oiroik u'kadayim, to cover over tzaya or roik or anything like that. Right, meaning that's the ashes from the oven. Mipnei shehu muchan, but if the ashes came before Yomtiv. But if it was ashes from something you cooked on Yomtiv, so imhu adayin cham sheroi litzlis by beitza, if it's still hot that you can cook an egg on it, mutal tatar l'chol tzarchei adam, you can move it for whatever reason you want. But if it's cold, also betiltel, you can't move it mishum davi le'noilad, because it's a noilad, it's considered a new entity. But let's say it was wood yesterday. And today it is ashes, vigora mimuksa, it's worse than muksa because it's considered a new entity. Meaning that's the difference between ashes from stuff that was burnt before Yomtiv and ashes from stuff that was burned, that's burned on Yomtiv. Hey, a goyzim sha'achlan kaidim Yomtiv, if you have nuts that were eaten before Yomtiv. And you can take their pit, their seed, and let's see, what do you call it? Their shells, and burn them. But if you ate them on Yomtiv, then you can't use them to cook with their shells. Even to move them is also, because again, it's considered a new entity. And other klipas too. Even though they're roi to behema. Because it's considered noilad, the esmal how you aimed in la adam, because yesterday it was aimed for humans, and now today it's not used for humans. Okay, simon kuf, we have none of the kahanim on. Okay, hilchos nesias kapayim, the halachos of duchening. Right, uboy chof beis seifim, there's 22 seifim. All right. Okay, so mitzvahs asay min ha-Torah al ha-Kehanim sheyivarchu es ha-Om. It's a mitzvahs asay from the Torah on Kehanim that they should bench Klal Yisrael. Shenemar koy sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Chol koyin chain by midvarim ha-ma'akvim ha-Yisrael. Any koyin that doesn't have anything that's ma'akiv him from duchening, ve'ena oilu l'duchen, and he doesn't go up to duchen, oiver ba-asay, he's oiver on a mitzvahs asay. But it's only over when they call them up. When they tell them. Meaning when meaning that somebody has to say Koyanim, right? That's why they announce Koyanim. Because you want to, that's when the Koyanim have that chiyuv.
They don't just go up by which day. They don't go up, they're up there already.
They're up there, but then you say Kayanim to. I think that's why you say Kayanim.
But once they go up after take on them, they go up before anyone tells them from this shot.
What does one have to do with the other?
I don't know. We just said that they're only mechuyev if we tell
No,
them, if we call them.
they're not over. They're only over
But if they don't go
once
up by
they
which
call.
day, then
No,
we
I'm
have
saying, but
problems
if a
already.
Kayan wasn't. If a Kohen doesn't want to duchen, as long as he leaves the besmeder before, then he doesn't have a problem.
Okay.
I think. All right.
They do that for Elias when they need an extra Elias.
Yeah, some places. And some places don't care. All right. This is a big hack. It's only on Yom Tov. That's because they're in Simchas Yomtiv, which is very interesting. Meaning, the reason that it comes that the Rama says that there's no duchening outside of Eretz Yisrael is because people are just not happy on a daily basis. They're just unhappy. So, Mamela, you gotta be happy. Whatever that means. So, why in Eretz Yisrael are they happy? I don't know.
Maybe I'd be happy if they duchened every day.
So it seems like maybe. So it seems like in Eretz Yisrael, it's not clear that they duchened in Eretz Yisrael every day either. It was started up again later. That's what it seems. Whatever. Anyways, Mishum does shurim b'simchas yomtiv. That's when they're involved in simchas yomtiv yom kippurim. Okay, so then why in Yom Kippur? There's no simcha. Yesh b'simchas mechilu slicha, because you're happy about mechilu slicha. V'toiv lev hu yivarech, and somebody who has a good heart can give brachas. Masha'en kein b'shar yomim, and other days afilu b'shabbos hashana. Even on Shabbos, Shetrudim beirhurim on Mechiasim, they're busy with thinking about their parnasa, al bitul melachtam, and that, oh, I got to go to work. Why did it take so long in shul, etc., etc. I feel by Yom Tov ain't nice and kavim ela betfilas musaf. Even in Yom Tov, it's only by musaf. Sheyoytz and achrakach mi beis haknesses v'yismuchu besimchas Yom Tov. Meaning they didn't even want to give us to do it by shachris because we're going to mumble and grumble. Why are we doing by shachris? By musaf, we're already half out the door, so we're happy. Right, like today, we didn't duchen. We don't duchen on Chol HaMoed. V'yesh mekames noigin shebechol yom tov afilu chol b'shabes noisin kapeyem v'chein nochen yoiser, and that's more proper. That's what we do. Right? Meaning, when yom tov falls out on Shabbos, we do duchen. V'yesh ein nesiyas kapeyem elo basor v'akoyen min ha-minyan. Only with 10? And the Kohanim are in the minyan. L'fisha gam heim b'chalal ha-bracha, because they're also included in the bracha. Shenem v'ani avarachem. Fine. Gimel. Kodem Nesiyas Kapayim. Before Nesiyas Kapayim.
They're giving a bracha to themselves.
What?
So they're giving a bracha to themselves also.
Yes.
They're included in the bracha.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. Yeah. That's why. The reason, well, by why do you repeat when somebody gets an aliyah, he says Baruch Hu es Hashem Hamavoyrach, right? So then everybody repeats Baruch Hashem Hamavoyrach Le'olam Ve'ed. That the Ayla is telling everybody to bench Hashem, and everybody answers. The reason why he repeats is so that he should be included, right? The Chazan also by Baruch Hu. Yeah, Gimel. Kodem Nesiyas Kapayim LeYishta Koyin Lo Yayin VeLo Shar Mashkim VeMashkus HaMashakrin. He should not drink any alcoholic beverages. V'im Libay Cholosh V'Roy Telecho Pas Kissen Kodem Musav. And let's say he's weak and he wants to eat bread. Peretz, is Peretz on? Peretz, is Mamash what you asked today? If he's weak and he wants to eat a little bit of Mezainis before Musav, Yishma Kiddush Me'acher, then he should hear Kiddush from somebody else. Right, so he see from this that he holds that you are allowed to make kiddush before musaf. It's just he's saying that if you're a kohen, you shouldn't make the kiddush because then you won't be able to duchen, but you can make kiddush on grape juice.
But the kiddush clubs can use this as a source. Possibly.
Doesn't say that you should miss haftarah. It just says that you're allowed to make kiddush before musaf.
No, but the minion, the whole minion is stopping for kiddush. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you say a minimum value to the bottle, like at least $100 bottle or something like that?
It's the alcohol level.
That's what makes you weak. That's what makes you weak.
It's the alcohol level that we're talking about, not the financial level, the alcohol level.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it for that one, right, Naftali?
One more.
Dalit also?
Yeah, Dalit, yeah.
Okay, Dalit. Koydem aduchin tzarech hakayin litol yodav ad haperek. Before he duchins, the kayin has to wash his hands up until the wrist. Shehu chibra yad emazroya. That's where the arm attaches to the hand. Keder shoyim makadosh nisidem emikdash la'avoyda. Like we learned in the daf last week. That's the way they will makadosh their hands for avoyda. Shenem asu yidechem kaydesh uvaruch hu es Hashem. V'yesh sofik im tzrichon levaruch anatil azu, ha'ein tzrichon levaruch. It's a sofik. Whether you have to make a bracha on this or not, even shebericha on atiz zidayim, but kumi mimitasa, since you made on atiz zidayim, when you got out of bed. Umisveka noigin shalei levarach, and from a suffix, the meaning is not to make a bracha. Let's say between when you wash your hands in the morning and when you duchen, your hands touch something dirty. How you
like taking off his own shoes?
Yeah. That's what I. That's. Yeah. Yeah. How you roil the varach altizu ela shalai nagu. Really, you should make a bracha. But that's not the minik. I have a good one for you, David. Maybe wash for bread with your pre musaf kiddush. And then you can make anatil's yadayim for that and for the duchening. Yeah. And what's proper is every kohen should make sure from when he washes his hands in the morning, he shouldn't touch anything dirty, so that he should not need to make a second bracha. Okay, that's phase one for tonight.